Okay, Tigers in action tonight. Troy Milton. Melton looking for a bounce back outing after not so great against the White Sox. Joe bounced back nicely. He wasn't great, but he bounced back nicely.
One run in five innings? Yep. I'll take that.
Some ducks on the pond, but got out of jams, and he's a third start of the year. Very glad for that. So now it's Melton's turn. You are glad they're facing a lefty.
Yeah, because I want to see. It comes down to Eduardo Valencia. Yeah. I want Eduardo Valencia to be in the lineup almost the rest of the season, even though I know that they're not going to give him as many opportunities against righties, despite the fact that his splits are almost dead even with at-bats and batting average and OPS and all that stuff. They're almost dead even against righties versus lefties. I'd like to see him play a lot just the rest of the way because I want to know if he's a guy or not. Is it just a flash in the pan here, or is this guy building off of what he had done the last year and a half that he was in the minors? Because he really burst on the scene last year and carried it over this year, and you couldn't ignore him. I want to see him. I want to see Hau Yu Lee. Again, another guy. I'm not sure, because I didn't think Hau Yu Lee had a high ceiling, and yet he's playing at a high level right now. I want to see him continue to do it. So you got a left-handed pitcher, right-handed infielder, play him wherever you're going to play him. Ben Malgeri, does he probably get a chance because they need right-handed hitting outfielders, and he's one of those. I like what we've seen out of Ben Malgeri.
Looking forward to them being back in action and trying to bounce back from what has been a rough week, the Tigers. But, hey, man, it's August 21st, and we're still talking about meaningful games in spite selling Scooble and Mize. I'll take it. In the meantime, I mentioned it before the break at 1 o'clock, and then we had the whole story about Sergio throwing a tantrum at the Masters, and that was the final straw, apparently, for Liv pulling the plug, which is hysterical and funny and probably an excuse. But I said, I think this team's days of competing at the highest level are over. The Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, no. You didn't just do that. You're doubting Patrick Mahomes.
Yep.
I don't know if I would do that just yet. I'm not going to write him off just yet. I appreciate that you've done it. Mm-hmm. I mean, that takes some huevos to do that, particularly after they've added Kenneth Walker and now they have a running game to help take the burden off of Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. However, he is coming off an Achilles injury?
Knee.
Is it knee?
Yep.
So he's coming off that. Is he going to be 100% ready to go for game one? I mean, he'll be healthy enough to play, but is he anywhere near 100%? Is that going to hinder him at all? And then, of course, you're never 100% during the season. It's a fair question to ask. You're calling your shot early.
Mm-hmm.
I'm less inclined to do that with him because of the addition of Kenneth Walker. I think I can make big difference for Kansas City in their favor.
See what the offensive line is? I got questions about their pass catchers, Rashee Rice, you know.
Yeah.
First of all, there's been some question about what kind of shape he is in. I think their stud tight end has got some distractions in his life. And I got questions about Mahomes and his. I wonder if losing maybe half a step is going to make a huge difference with him. But I am. Kang, you reacted back behind the glass.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a bold call. I mean, I made the bold call last year that they wouldn't make the playoffs, but I'm not going to continue that streak this year. I think they get back in, so I'm on the opposite of you, Doug. I think, but you said elite, right? Did you say?
I said their days of competing at the highest level are over.
I don't think so. I think as long as you have Patrick Mahomes, I think he is the closest we'll probably see to a Tom Brady type of successful quarterback as far as, you know, championship games, Super Bowls, things like that. I think as long as you have Patrick Mahomes, you got more than a chance, and I think he alone enough carries them to get to the playoffs. Now, how far they go into that high level competing that you're talking about, it's gonna matter a lot about a supporting cast. But I think they know that, and so they made some moves this offseason. Whether they work out or not, we'll find out. But I think they're not done, Doug.
Okay,
It's a bold call by you.
Well, just sitting around getting ready for football season, and I'm like, you know, I think it's over for them.
They went heavy on defense in the draft. The first four picks were on defense, including Mansoor Delane, the corner from LSU, who is awfully talented.
Mm-hmm.
Their fifth pick, the first offensive pick, was a running back, Emmett Johnson, out of Nebraska. We know about him. He's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And they finished up their draft with Garrett Nussmeier, the quarterback, in the seventh round to get Garrett Nussmeier. Interesting. And they have Justin Fields as the backup.
If Garrett Nussmeier is a factor,
he's not.
Then I'm going to be right.
No, but that's helped me also to say that Justin Fields is the backup, and they may have the best backup quarterback in the National Football
League. Probably better than Detroit's. And final thing here,
yeah.
Gator.
Yeah.
You're going to love this. Joe Lunardi just updated bracketology.
All right, that's it. I got to go. Don't. Come on.
Here are your one seeds.
All right.
In the East, Duke. In the South, Florida. In the West, Arizona. And in the Midwest, Illinois. Michigan State is a two seed.
Oh, look at that.
Guess which region they're in.
Oh, I don't, Midwest.
No, oh. No. They're not in Illinois' bracket.
The Duke bracket, whatever. That's how I should have said this right off the bat. They're in Duke's bracket, aren't they?
Duke is the one seed in the East. Michigan State is the two seed in the East.
Yeah, got to be that way. That's just how life is.
We actually did the data. It feels like they're always in Duke's bracket. They're really not, no. But it feels like they are.
August 21st, he's got bracketology.
He's got bracketology.
Of course he does.
They'll take on St. Thomas in round one, being played in Pittsburgh. Michigan is the two seed in the South. It will take on Central Arkansas and Louisville.
Who's number one in the South?
That would be Florida.
Of course.
Well, I thought you might find it interesting that Michigan State is aligned with Duke. Because out of all the bracketology predictions, you actually might get on board on this one being true on August 21st. 248-539-9797.
I can't believe you just did bracketology in August. I mean, that might be an all-timer for you.
It might be an all-timer.
And I know part of it's just a troll job because you know I hate the bracketology.
Part of it? By part of it, you mean 100% of it. I guess that does qualify as part of it.
Well, you have to take consideration what you think the audience will enjoy too. So, yep.
Final thing here. Did you see it lands on BYU football? Pete Sampson from...
My inner... child is anticipating this answer because I'd love BYU football.
Well, BYU fan now, according to Pete Sampson, who covers Notre Dame for The Athletic, for the BYU Notre Dame game in Provo, fans can bid on a press box pregame meal experience.
In Provo?
Yep.
Okay.
It's for $802.15. Wow. Before the game, a fan can go eat the pregame media meal in the press box.
Just to eat the meal? They get to stay in the press box and watch the game?
No, just a pregame press box pregame meal experience.
I'm going to pay $800 to get the press meal in Provo?
Yep.
No, I'm not. Why would anybody do this?
Here's why. Because I remember going to games as a fan, sitting there looking up at the press box and thinking, that must be the coolest thing ever.
Okay, it's been a... I'm not going to say it's been a minute since I've been in a college press box, because that's not true. But the meals in the college press, there's nothing to them, for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in Wisconsin, they give you a brat. At Michigan, they had hot dogs for a while.
They have better food now. Pre-game meals catered by Tucano's, which sounds like a Mexican restaurant.
Well, now I'm interested.
Incredible panoramic view of the field and stadium. Access to the Lavelle Edwards Stadium press box for 30 minutes, beginning 90 minutes prior to kickoff.
So now, not only is it $800 and I get the meal, but I've only got 30 minutes to really enjoy it.
Participants must be 8 years of age or older, non-refundable, does not include game ticket, and must wear BYU or neutral gear.
Doesn't include your ticket.
No.
And I have to wear... neutral gear or BYU? Well, I wouldn't have any problem wearing BYU gear if that were the case, if I were to do this, being the Jim McMahon fan I was as a kid. But this seems ridiculous. That's way overpriced. But it just goes straight to the athletic department. It's like an NIL thing. It's going to pay for the next punter from Australia.
Straight ahead, let's talk some Lions. 97.1.
Hey, we've all seen it lately. You got local companies that are being bought out by big private equity firms from out of state, and then suddenly... you're just a number on a spreadsheet. But when it comes to your home, you deserve better than that. You deserve Shaner Roofing, Windows, and Siding. Shaner is truly family-owned, and they've been serving Michigan homeowners for over 30 years. And when they say they treat you like family, well, they mean it. because they actually are one. They don't answer to distant investors. Instead, they answer to you. And here's what I really like about them. They've got the no pressure promise, which means you're not going to get that high stakes sales pitch. Instead, you get an honest assessment of what your roof, windows, or siding's needs actually are. Meaning they go up into the attic. They'll take a look at the roof from all angles and determine if it's just a simple repair or if you need a tear down or anything in between. They're going to be honest with you. And that's that kind of integrity that's earned them a 4.9 star Google rating from literally thousands of your neighbors. Plus, you get total peace of mind with a lifetime transferable warranty that comes with every roof installation. Don't settle for a corporate middleman. Trust the name Michigan has relied on for three decades, Shaner Roofing. Get your quote today at mymichiganroof.com. That's mymichiganroof.com.